Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. Just short of 2 weeks after it first recommended a level 5 national lockdown, NPHET has today repeated that recommendation in correspondence being considered this lunchtime by government and public health officials in advance of being brought to cabinet. Ministers rejected the recommendation first time round, opting instead for a lower level of restriction aimed at limiting the spread of COVID-19. Measures have been stepped up again this week, but are still short of what NPHET suggests. We can talk to our political reporter, Mary Regan, who has more on all of this. Mary, I think you've had sight of this correspondent from NPHET. Can you tell us more of what they're recommending?
Well, this was a letter sent to the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, last night. And my understanding is that it does recommend a move to level 5. Now, of course, that has been the standing advice of NPHET for the past 11 or 12 days or so. But that advice stands. They are looking at a possible longer period of level 5 that would last possibly up to 6 weeks. And so while their advice largely in that sense hasn't changed, what has changed is the situation. Now, we know the public health officials have warned that the situation is now worse than expected. Things have accelerated even beyond what was projected a week or 2 weeks ago when the initial recommendation to level 5 was made. And the reproduction number is now 1.4, which is an increase since the country did move to level 3. And of course, we heard Dr. Tony Holland saying last night that it's clear that this virus is not under control. So in terms of the specifics of the advice, it is allowed for in level 5 that schools could close. But my understanding is that that recommendation has not been made. And the view does remain strongly in government that schools should remain open, even if there is a move to level 5. Other issues contained in level 5 involve not travelling more than 5 kilometres outside your home. Some political sources I've been speaking to saying it could be tweaked in order to permit people to travel for further than 5 kilometres outside of their home. Other issues in level 5 include elite sports and that those elite sports should not happen. And of course, that is an important question now, given the debate that's happening around GAA inter-county games. Now, we know in the last letter sent by NPHET almost 2 weeks ago, they did not advise against those games taking place. So they said there could be an exemption for professional or elite or senior inter-county sports. But of course, the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, did state last night, and people I've spoken to privately have said that any decision around sports would be taken in the context of a move to different levels of restrictions. And as things stand in level 5, there's no permission for elite sports to take place. But of course, these are all issues that are still very much up for discussion. And we saw last time that it involved a deeper discussion at government level and cabinet level before any final decision was made. It's by no means a done deal, anything that's contained in NPHET recommendations. And of course, there will be different views around a cabinet table if and when that cabinet does meet.
So what process then is underway at the moment? Tony Holohan, the Chief Medical Officer at government buildings, we understand this morning to meet senior government officials. How might this unfold in terms of the decision-making process?
Well, as things stand, there is no plan for any cabinet meeting as of now. Certainly no cabinet meeting today. The next one scheduled is for Tuesday. But just some ministers I was speaking to have certainly put their Saturday plans, such as they are, on hold. Because there is a view now, perhaps, that a decision should be taken quickly if one is to be taken, because you might recall what happened last time. The NPHET letter was leaked, and of course there was widespread public uncertainty over the following period until a government decision was made. So there is a view that maybe this should not be allowed to happen once again. But as things stand, the officials from government are meeting with the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, and his Dr. Ronan Glynn. You know, where they will kind of outline the issues raised in their meeting, their particular concerns, and, you know, just how stark they see the situation is. So I guess after they've given that assessment to government officials, then it is likely to move on possibly to a political level sometime thereafter.
And perhaps a bit early to have any indication of a likely or possible government reaction?
Yeah, I think it is too early at this point now. We are due to hear from the Taoiseach, possibly the Taoiseach in Brussels, and the Health Minister over the coming hours or so. So we'll have a better indication after we hear what they have to say.
Very good. Mary Regan of our political staff, thank you for that. Let's talk